I'm Christian Covington of the Houston Texans, and we're going to go catch some Pokemon.
All right. So the first rule, are you recording them?
There's a Magmar.
Oh, my. Okay. I have not seen that one ever. It's that little shadowy figure right there. This whole NRG Park, there's a lot of Pokestops. There's a lot of, there's actually a couple gyms out here, too. So it's all about just being able to find the right place, being at the right place at the right time. So right here, as you can see, like, we're right by at the Astrodome. We are going to see about five of these Pokestops. And basically what you do is you come near them, and then you are able to flip them like that. The cool thing about this, it actually takes a lot of monuments and statues and really just, like, places of just, you know, either places of importance or just, like, actual, like, just, like, memorable figures around, really, the country. And it literally turns them into Pokestops, which is just like replenishing stations. Yes. I didn't have to take it just because I didn't know if it was actually an actual joke, or I didn't know if it was actually going to be a real thing. I didn't know how popular it would be. It's actually bringing a lot of people together. And that's the one aspect I really do like about this game, is just, you know, people, not just, you know, the new generation, people born in the 21st century, and then really you have your 90s kids era, when, you know, Pokemon was at its height. And to be able to see, you know, all these generations come together, you know, young and old, and even, you know, it's really just cool to actually just see this much, you know, camaraderie and togetherness. And Greg Mann, he was the one to tell me to get involved with Team Instinct. When you reach a certain level, you're able to join a group within the Pokemon world. So you can be Team Valor, Team Instinct, or Mystic. Another Pokestop right here. Here we are at the NRG Center. Level 383. Ah, they can do that. Sometimes you gotta even use raspberries to lure them too, make them fall in love with you. Not like that. Come on. Come on. And we have a glitch. I caught a Bulbasaur about 30 minutes ago, so we'll see if we can catch some more, because I'm trying to evolve my guy. I need an Ivysaur. I need one bad. So here we have a Pokemon gym. He's a level 15, so he's not bad. He's more than me, but he has a Flareon. I want to try to beat this guy. I got my own right here, whose CP is 1,068, so it's more than him. So let's test our battle. And of course, you have to think about the elemental factors of Pokemon. So I'm water. I'm a water Pokemon. He's a fire type Pokemon. I'm gonna win this all day. Super effective. Let's go. I win. If I was a Pokemon, man, I have to go with, I'd say Mew. Not Mewtwo, but Mew. You know, because he's one of the most powerful legendary Pokemon in the entire Pokemon universe. And by looking at him, you think he's just some adorable little, you know, wouldn't hurt a fly type of guy. But no, he's bad. He's a bad boy. We caught a lot, had some fun, and hey, go out there, be the best Pokemon trainers you can be, and go catch them all.